We are told that the Holy Spirit is in us. We are told that He is transforming us into Christ's likeness, into who we were created to be from the beginning. If we cannot do this work, then how does this renewal come about? If we are saved by the blood of Jesus before the metamorphosis takes place, how do we become like Christ once we have accepted God's saving grace? Do we sit back and let the Holy Spirit do all the work in us? Do we have to take it all upon ourselves and make our own selves into someone worthy of God? A bit of both, actually. The first alone makes a mockery of the cross. The second alone makes an idol of our own selves. Christianity is hard and requires constant work and watchfulness, but we do not have to walk this path on our own. Paul tells the Colossians, quote, "May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy." N.T. Wright, in his book Small Faith, Great God, says this, quote, "The word for according to in the original Greek is the word we would use for something going downstream, according to the current of the river. The current carries the swimmer along with it. He or she has to swim too, of course, but with the help of the current, the swimmer can go further and faster and with less effort than by his or her own power. And so it is when our weakness swims in the stream of God's almighty power." End quote. This is well illustrated by a story that John tells in his gospel. After the resurrection, the disciples, not knowing what in the world else to do, went fishing. Keep in mind that John uses light and dark, night and day, as a way to express truth. John says that the disciples, quote, "went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach." End quote. Jesus tells the disciples to put their nets out on the other side of the boat, and immediately their nets are filled to the breaking point. Do you see it? That night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach. Quote, "And we can feel instantly, behind those simple words, the whole weight of the knowledge that the church, in the person of Jesus, has come through the night of condemnation and impossibility into a spring morning of joy and hope. Then, of course, the whole scene comes to life. What the disciples had been unable to do without Jesus, they can do easily and highly effectively at His bidding." End quote. Again from N.T. Wright's Small Faith, Great God. And so it is with us. We must obey, but what we are unable to do without Jesus, we can do easily and effectively at His bidding. We must go through the motions, but with the Spirit inside of us, we can progress further and faster and with less effort than by our own power. So swim with the Spirit. Swim in the current of God's almighty power. See what beautiful things He makes of your life. See how wonderfully He transforms you into His likeness.